Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Kuftes, Zvachim 109A, pagination is 217. We'll start from the top of the page, Masnisin at the Mishnah. Echad kadoshim kisherim, ve'echad kadoshim psulim. Whether we're dealing with a karban that's kosher, that would be considered valid and would discharge the responsibility of the person who's bringing it, or if it's posel, and it's invalid, and it wouldn't satisfy their requirement. Shaya psulan bakodesh, provided that it's the type of psul that happens in the kodesh, in the holy area, and not something that's fundamentally flawed. Vekrivan bachutz, and what happened, as we've been discussing here, is that a person brought this karban outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Chayiv, he would be in violation. This is a theme that we find in a number of places, that we want the item to be totally valid except for the one flaw, which is the violation. And that's what we need over here, that it's totally kosher, so to speak, except that you did it outside of the Beis HaMikdash. The question is, how do we define totally kosher, so to speak? And the Mishnah is telling us that even if it's posel, even if you weren't supposed to have brought it on the Mizbeach, but if it has the type of psul, that if it was brought on the Mizbeach, it would be kosher, something that we've discussed. It would be kosher to the point that you would leave it there, that it would be kosher to put it on the fire. Not necessarily that it's kosher to fulfill your obligation. If it's kosher enough to put on the fire, then bringing it outside the Beis HaMikdash will be a violation. The Mishnah says, "Hamale kezayis min ha'ola umin ha'emurim b'chutz chayiv." If you have a portion, which is the amount of the violation, a kezayis, and you brought it up on a mizbeach outside of the Beis HaMikdash, but you're bringing a murin, meaning half a kezayis of the meat and half a kezayis of the limbs. Since we're dealing with the ola, so it's all supposed to go on the mizbeach. So half a kezayis of this and half a kezayis of that, but it's all in the same category. Had it been a different karban, we would have to discuss it. Half a kezayis of what with half a kezayis of what could possibly be the violation as well. But in the case of ola, the Mishnah says it's straightforward. Let's turn the page and continue with Masnisin, the new Mishnah, which is about six lines down. Hakometz, the portion that's taken off from a mincha and is supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach, v'halavona, as well as the lavona, which is also part of a karban designated for the mizbeach, v'aktores, u'minchas kohanim. The minchas kohanim are totally on the mizbeach, u'minchas kohen mashiach, as well as the mincha of the kohen gadol, u'minchas nesachim, and the mincha that's brought with libations, a special formula, a protocol, also going to be brought on the mizbeach, shehikriv me'achas me'am kezayis bachutz. But what the person did is he only took one portion, a kezayis, and he brought it outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So the first opinion says, chayiv, that too is the violation. And the point, of course, here is that he didn't bring the entire amount of this karban outside. He only brought a kezayis out. Rabbi Eliezer Poter, achayakrivis kulo, Kulan. So the Tanakhama says kezayis bachutz is chayiv. A kezayis is the violation. Rabbi Eliezer says that's not true. It has to be the entire karban that's supposed to be brought on the mizbeach has to be brought outside. For kulan, but in any such case, shehikriv bifnim, that he brought the karban inside, meaning on the regular mizbeach properly, V'shayimem kezayis, but he left over one kezayis, v'ikriva bachutz, and that kezayis was brought outside, chayiv, then even Rabbi Eliezer, who held pater in the previous case, where they only brought a kezayis outside and the rest of it remained, over here, since the rest of it has already been burnt, so this kezayis is clinching, is completing the amount that's supposed to be brought, and he brings it outside. In that case, it would indeed be the violation. The Rambam in Maaseh Korbanos, 19th Perek Halacha Ches, tells us, Kol dovor shachayovim al ha'aloso bachutz, anything that's indeed a violation to bring it on the Mizbeach outside of the Beis HaMikdash, kevan she'ela mimenu kezayis bachutz chayiv, once you do a kezayis, you're going to be chayiv. Bein she'ela b'fnim techila, whether you first brought the remainder inside on the Mizbeach, v'shayim imenu kezayis ve'eleu bachutz, and this is the remaining kezayis so that you can clinch the deal, which is Rabbi Eliezer's position, that's the only case that you would be in violation, because otherwise he's poter. Bein she'eniach hakol b'fnim, or if the rest of it is still inside, and you're only taking this part of the greater whole, but it's a portion, it's a kezayis. And he brings it outside, that too would be a violation, which means that he's paskening like the Tanakama. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.